Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. As we are studying the book of Revelation, we must realize that I can only give you a short outline, because time doesn't permit that we go and give a big expose, so only outline really. And also what we have to understand is that the book of Revelation, like every prophetic book, is not chronological. So it's not one after another. Remember that in chapter 12, it suddenly talks about the resurrection of Jesus. In Revelation chapter 12, it talks that Jesus will be ascended. So, as I said, it's not chronological. Chapter 16, we read about the Battle of Armageddon, and again we read about the same battle in chapter 19. It's important to read Revelation with the help of the Holy Spirit. Many misinterpretations, many conspiracy theory has been preached and been taught to people. Yet it's not easy to understand the language that is in the book of Revelation. Chapter 17 and 18 are describing the fall of Babylon. We are reading from Revelation chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters. With her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries." Amen. John has received a new vision. In chapter 16, we have seen the seven angels with the seven bowls of the wrath of God, how they poured it on the earth. Now, one of these angels came to John and told him that he wants to show him the great prostitute. The Bible compares prostitution to idolatry. Idolatry. So, as a prostitute is not faithful to her husband, so the people are not faithful to God by doing idolatry. So, when John saw the great prostitute, or also called the mother of prostitutes, he talks about idolatry. She sits on many waters. Many waters means many nations and countries and tribes and languages. So consists of the whole world. Everybody in the world committed this idolatry. When we are talking about this idolatry, we have to think that we are now in a time of the tribulation. With her, the kings of the earth committed idolatry. You see that even today, where everybody is going after a certain country. When I buy something online, I think it comes very soon, within 2-3 days, but then I have to wait for months because it comes from China, or it comes from Russia, or it comes from somewhere else. So I ordered something this recently. Something is coming from China and something is coming from Bangladesh. So the kings of the world, they are lusting after more money, and they are lusting after the prostitute of idolatry. Idolatry can be many things. It can also be the economics of today. So when we read this verse, we see that this prostitute is not a person, It's a body. The Bible gives many accounts of Babylon or Babel. You know, in Babylon, the tower was built. The tower was built there. And Nimrod, a descendant of Noah, who Noah had cursed his son Ham, and after Ham came Nimrod, and he wanted to start a world government at that time, as early as that time. So we see that things are moving. Nimrod wanted to have world government. Many people in the meantime, they wanted to have world government. There was Charles the Great from Germany. He wanted to have world government. Napoleon wanted to have. Hitler wanted to have. Many people wanted to have world government. Babel was the source of false religion and worship of Satan. All the religions of today that exist have their origin in Babylon. Babylon has always been the source of idol worship from the earliest time on. As you enter the physical Babylon, the city, you could see all these pictures of these gods, of these idols. The Bible talks about Babylon also when we talk about Daniel, about Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, who were in the fire oven. That was the Babylon. So they were forced to worship the golden image. The calf worship also originated in Babylon. As many countries in this world, they had this calf worship. Golden calf. Even Israel in the olden days were worshipping their calf. And even today in India, they're still worshipping the cows. All the Greek mythology came from Babylon, and it came over into Europe. Even the name Europe. Europe was a goddess in Greek mythology, and this has come into this part of the world and has come into our country. So the worship of Mary comes from the worship of Isis, and we have seen, if you have been here last year when we were talking about these things, Isis is the goddess of heaven, and Mary has become this Isis. So they just change names. The mother of prostitutes. But Revelation goes further than the physical city. It talks about a one world religion. We are reading Revelation chapter 17, verses 3 to 5. Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a desert. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand, filled with the abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. This title was written on her forehead: Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. The angel carried John into the wilderness. And actually, the world is a wilderness of idolatry. He saw the woman sitting on a scarlet beast. The immoral woman is richly clothed. She has precious stones. She has gold cup in her hand, symbolizing her support and adoration of the world. And many people today, they have adoration of the world. They adore what they see and not our Lord. This was a one world religion that she propagated. It started in Rome. The woman was dressed in scarlet and in purple. Is it coincidence that the Catholic cardinals are dressed in scarlet, and the bishops in purple? Pope John Paul II started what Pope Francis is continuing, trying to unite all the religions of the world. He is building a house of religions in a Gulf country for Muslims, for Jews, and for Catholic Christians. He is seen in Buddhist temples. He is seen in Islamic mosques. He called all leaders of world religions of all over the world. He called them to Rome and made a pact with them. This will become the world religion, idolatrous as it can be. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus never said, "I am one of the ways." He said, "I am the way." There's no other way by which people can be saved. God said to the Israelites in Exodus 23, verse 13, "Do not invoke the names of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips." So the Bible is so clear. There's only one God, and you're not permitted to worship other gods. And what Pope Francis is doing is repulsive idolatry. The Catholic Church has killed many Christians. In the Middle Ages, countless Christians were burned on the stake. They persecuted men and women of God. They killed those who translated the Bible and brought Reformation. They included many pagan symbols and beliefs into the Roman Catholic beliefs and practice them even today. They worship the saints and the angels, and this is an abomination, including the worship of ancient Egyptian gods. They changed their names, as example Isis to Mary, and gave them a halo, which is a sign of a sun god. In India, they included Hinduism into the Catholic Church. In Africa, they included witchcraft. In South America, they included old Inca rites. The harlot is riding on the same beast that we saw in Revelation chapter 13, the Antichrist and his dictatorship. Her position, that of riding on the beast, indicates that on one hand, she is supported by the political powers of the beast, and on the other side, she is in a dominant role and leads outwardly, has outwardly control and directs the beast. Her association with blasphemy and the dragon's beast are clearly seen from God's perspective. But to the people of the earth, she will look quite religious. She looks nice, and she has the faith that people were looking for. The harlot must be larger than any of a branch church. So you cannot say the harlot is the Catholic Church, but the Catholic Church will unite all religions and other denominations. She is the embodiment of Satan's own ecumenical movement, the religion of the world system. Mystery Babylon the Great. The title is not for literal Babylon, for the city of Babylon, but it's spiritual, it's mystery, it's representation, which is the source, the mother of idolatry and abominations, is spiritual adultery. Our world, along with the philosophy that it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you believe something, is the preparation for the harlots, for the prostitutes' seduction. I was shocked when I spoke to a Protestant pastor in Bern, and he said there is no need that we preach the gospel to people who have another faith, because they have a faith that is enough. So what he said, many ways are leading to God. But Jesus said, I am the way. Yes, you can, today you can believe in Satan or God, or you can believe in God, whatever you want is right. That is a tone that you have today. Whatever you want to believe, you can believe what you want. If you like to believe the commands in the Bible, it's okay. If you reject the commands of the Bible, that is okay. Everything is permitted. People are deceived in believing that you can do whatever you want. That even Christians, they think they can do whatever they want. They come and go, they talk as they want, they listen or they don't, just as they want. Abortion is okay if you want to abort. Same-sex relationship is okay if you want. The same evil beliefs have entered the church. This disregard of the truth has crippled the churches. It's an abomination to God. You will see, after the rapture, most churches will still be operating because there are those who are not committed to Christ. Those, they come to the church, but they are not committed. They have false beliefs. They have false teaching. And so they will not be taken when the Christians are taken. Praise God. We are reading from Revelation chapter 17, verse 6. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. I already mentioned that many were killed for the name of Jesus. The Antichrist will not tolerate any other religion but the evil ecumenical religion. Whoever does not adhere and worship the way that they do will be killed. The false prophet, the Pope of the world religion, will direct worship to the beast, and that means to Satan. Many are persecuted today for the name of Jesus. Not only in communist countries, but actually in every country of the world. People are persecuted for the name of Jesus Christ. I once applied for, here in Switzerland, I applied for a job at the Red Cross. I was refused because I would talk about Jesus. Red Cross, use a Red Cross, a cross. Switzerland has a cross, but they don't understand what the cross means. It's an anti-Christian cross. So that is also persecution. If you don't get a job because you believe in Jesus. During the tribulation, persecution will rise under the Antichrist. It will rise tremendous. We are shocked to see the godlessness in the Ukrainian war. Soldiers are enjoying killing civilian people, even killing children, massacring them, and thinking they are heroes. I once spoke to a person who was in a French foreign legion. And he said the things what they did were so terrible, and they thought they are great. When he came out of the legion, he couldn't cope with his sin, and he became an alcoholic, trying to forget all the things I've done. So the prostitute became drunk with the blood of the saints. Let's continue with Revelation 17, verse 7 to 11. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you astonished? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman on the of the beast," she writes, "which has the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast which you saw once was, now is not, and will come up out of the abyss and go to his destruction. The inhabitants of the earth, whose name have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world, will be astonished when they see the beast, because he once was, now is not, and yet will come. This calls for a mind with wisdom. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other one has not yet come. But when he does come, he must remain for a little while. The beast who once was and now is not is an eighth king. He belongs to the seven and is going to his destruction." Do you understand this Bible verse? In these verses, we have a lot of repetition. That's why I use the different colors. A lot of repetition. They are difficult for interpretation. We read of the same beast in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. It says, "Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns on his head." So we have here the same kind of beast that is appearing again. Revelation chapter 13, we have the beast with the seven heads, seven heads and the ten horns. Again, in verse 17, verse 7, chapter 17, verse 7, the same beast appears. Even in the book of Daniel, the same beast is there. The dragon of Revelation 12 has been clearly identified as Satan. The beast is the Satan. Therefore, we can clearly say the beast that the prostitute was riding is Satan. Verse 9 says that It had seven heads and ten horns. It said of seven heads and seven heels. We know that Rome is built on seven hills, and so there is reference to the city of Rome. What else is in Rome? The Catholic center and the Pope, and they represent seven kings. When John received Revelation, it was about the year 95 AD. Five have fallen. It says at the time of John, five have fallen, and they refer to the five world empires that were before John. That's Egypt, Assyria, Babylonia, Mesopotamia, and Greece. That refers to the Roman Empire that was during the time of John. The other has not yet come, refers to one world empire to come, and it's the revival of the Roman Empire. Revelation 17:11, it says, when he comes, he must continue a brief time. This seventh will quickly be taken over by an eighth and will become the state of the Antichrist. So the key to decoding the meaning of these seven heads lies in the sixth kingdom, which is described as is Roman Empire. So this is, this empire that is during the time of Rome, is during the time of John, is a Roman Empire. John lived during the time of the sixth head, which was the Roman Empire. The first empire was Egypt. It was a world power that enslaved and oppressed Israel, seeking to destroy them. The second was Assyria. It tried to destroy and scatter the 10 tribes of Israel. The third was Babylon. It destroyed Jerusalem and led the Jews to Babylon as slaves. The fourth empire was Persia, almost annihilated the Jews during the time of Esther. The fifth empire was Greece. It oppressed and tried to destroy the Jews through Antiochus Epiphanes. The sixth is a Roman Empire at the time of Rome. This is explained why five have fallen and one is. Plus one is to come. It will be the revival of the Roman Empire during the tribulation. The seventh kingdom will rule only for a short time, for a brief time. The beast, the Antichrist, is clearly identified as the eighth king. And the beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition. The Antichrist is himself also the eighth king. He is of the seven in the sense that he shares the characteristics with all previous world empires, but his fate is clear. The King James Version says he's going to perdition. The New International Version says he's going to his destruction. But both words mean the same. The dragon, the beast, the serpent, the devil will be destroyed. And so will the Antichrist and the false prophet be destroyed. There is no escape, no matter of title they wear. Then verses 17, 12 to 14. Chapter 17, verse 12 to 14. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received the kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. With him will be the called ones, the chosen ones, and the faithful followers. The ten kings may represent nations that already exist, or groups that exist or will come into being. They are allies of the Antichrist. They will be kings or presidents for only a very short time. There may be a shift in Europe with new communities, political treaties. They're allies of the Antichrist and give him all the power. We see what we looked at last week about the WHO, how willingly nations give up their sovereignty to WHO. It will be the same. They will give up their sovereignty to the Antichrist. Also, many are calling for a world leader today. They say we must have a world leader who solves all the problems in the world. They have one purpose, that is to make war against the Lamb. It is possible that this war will be Armageddon. The Lamb will overcome the beast, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, praise God, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. It is likely that at this time, Jesus will come back physically to start his millennial reign. Then verses 15 to 18. Then the angel said to me, "The waters you saw, where the prostitute sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages." That's what I told you before. "The beast and the ten horns you saw will hate the prostitute." Oh, suddenly they hate the prostitute. "They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to accomplish his purpose by agreeing to give the beast their power to rule until God's words are fulfilled. The woman you saw is a great city that rules over the kings of the earth." Again, John is told that the waters where the prostitute sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. That includes the whole world. The entire world will follow this world religion. But the beast, the devil, will begin to hate the prostitute, because in the beginning he needed this prostitute because people believed in a religion. And we are now just before the 3.5 last years of the tribulation. The first 3.5 years, the devil, the Antichrist, needed this prostitute, but now he hates her. He wants all the honor and all the glory to come to him, not to any other gods. So this, the religious idolatry which used to help him, is now in his way. Even though the people with the ecumenical world religion used to help and promote the Antichrist. Now he shall be destroyed. It shall be destroyed. And all religions of the world will be destroyed. It's not permitted. There will be only one worship, that is unto Satan. The city of Babylon, the physical city, and the religious Babylon shall be destroyed, and Satan himself will be worshipped, to whom he gives power, can be worshipped, but he wants to worship for himself. And we know that he will sit in the temple in Jerusalem, declaring that he himself is God. That's the same time. But this will be the city, this will only be until God's word is fulfilled. Because the logos of the world is coming back into the world to start his 1,000 years of rule. While these things are happening in the world, we will be in heaven. Praise God. Amen. If we have been faithful to God, you will be taken in the rapture. If we are in Christ, we need not be afraid of these things. Fear should rise in those who are not ready to be taken for the rapture. Only few will survive the tribulation. We must be ready ourselves, and we must prepare others. We must prepare others. That's why it is so important to fulfill the command of Jesus to go into the world and preach the gospel, make disciples of all nations. Spread the gospel wherever you are. Many people must be prepared and must be discipled. How many have you led to Christ in your lifetime? How many have you discipled during your lifetime? What are you going to do in the coming weeks and months, knowing that you have an obligation to preach the gospel? Are you fulfilling the command of Jesus to preach the gospel and make disciples? Make a commitment to God. Make a commitment and stay with it. Be faithful to it, because we do not have much time to lose. We have no time to lose. We have to lead people into the kingdom before it is too late. Or do you want your people, the people around you, to go through all this tribulation time? If you don't want, you have to lead them to Christ. Preach the gospel, make disciples, and when they are willing, they will obey you and follow you.